that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
I said gentlemen.
Hi.
So, statistically,
all three of us in this room are still the way we were prior to Scapegoat.
But if you feel that you're not the way you should be, please seek out counseling or help.
That's right. Professional help.
This program is open to all sorts of
that's right.
LGBTQQIS9
situations. But I am going to go... I don't want to say I'm going to go inappropriate for a moment, but I am going to say this. I accept all people. But the whole cis thing, that bothers me.
Cis?
Oh.
That bothers me.
I understand what you're saying.
That bothers me. That to create a label for someone who is not transgendered, so as to not use something like born as or normal...
Well, normal, I agree, should not be used.
Right, but it's, what is it, born? It's what was the other, I don't want to get this, but cis. Cis seems silly to me, but that being said, we're not talking about transgendered persons on this show.
No, we're not.
Not that they're not important to
not
us.
Not till the final operation, no.
Wow.
Wasn't me.
Wow.
I let it go.
I'm waiting.
You did not, though. Welcome back to the show.
Ah, thank you. I'm waiting for Amnesty International to call us to flag it. What's the name? Is that the one that flags everyone for everything? No, there's another group that starts with an A that does that.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it ACLU?
No, it's a different... Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
They just hate everyone for everything? That's their...
Al Sharpton?
No.
Is it the that church?
No, the Westboro Baptist.
That guy's dead.
Yeah, that and another one of the grandchildren... defected recently.
Good.
Yeah.
No one should be part of that. That's a fucking awful organization.
A terrible group of inbred individuals.
Should we introduce what we're doing?
We are doing a podcast.
Hello.
This is
Welcome.
Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 358. We are calling it
State of the Universe.
There you go. And we will be addressing that title in segment two.
Segment
two. Hang on there.
Two of the show.
That's a tease.
Is that really a tease?
A broad one.
It is a broad tease. But what else? Let's start off the show with a couple of plugs.
Okay.
First of all, if there's anything that we discuss on this week's show that maybe you'd like to comment on, you can leave us a voicemail over at the GVM line.
That would be 425.
No, it's at the end we do it with all of us.
Kids these days. 425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself.
It's only at the end.
I thought it was anytime.
No, it's the end. It's anytime. It's him.
All right.
At the end, it's...
It's the rotation.
Us. Yes.
Of course, you could also find us online at the Twitter, at ScapegoatGS, at BKGeekStuff, and at GeekStuffOG. Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. YouTube as well. Someone recommended that we put some of the plugs in the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah?
They were like, I kind of tap out towards the end.
What?
So, I listen to a lot of shows too. I kind of tap out towards the end sometimes. So, you know, I'm just throwing them out there.
Tonight we will reveal the secret word that will win you a fabulous prize next week on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
That's right.
At the very end of the show. I mean, the very end. I mean, like, when the music is done playing, there will be
a word. I guess he's doing the editing this
Apparently,
week?
Apparently, I'm not doing it.
I did 2 weeks. My shift's over. You heard the fantastic quality in the last 2 weeks.
You know, if it's so good.
I knew that was coming.
You set yourself up for it.
As the words are coming out of my mouth, I'm like, yep, this is just going to boomerang right back in my face.
All right. Let's move forward with the show.
Shall we?
Let's start with Gotham. Because why not?
That's why.
I've committed myself to Arkham Asylum. Yeah. I've committed myself to season one. To completing season one.
Is it renewed?
And I question it. It is. And I question that decision more and more each and every week. Water.
It's bad.
That's all I'm saying.
It's terrible.
Really water.
It's really not good.
Water?
Yeah.
They also ignore plot points for weeks at a time for no reason. Like I said the last time I was on the show that they just got rid of Edward Nygma. He is back this week. So I'll take that back. He's back.
And he's gonna snap soon.
He will.
They're building that up nicely. He's absolutely gonna snap. It's not gonna be good when it happens.
No, it's the whole show is terrible.
Yes.
It's just bad.
Apparently between last week's episode and this week's episode, Jim Gordon not only grew balls, but they were really big balls.
Yeah, I don't understand what happened.
Which makes no sense. It's just
once again a character change. Yeah. They just decided in the middle of the season. And Bullock lost all of his.
No balls.
I don't understand what's happening.
He had really big balls.
he just doesn't care anymore.
He's now castrated. So swap.
I don't get it.
So the water reference is the lead villain this week is the Electrocutioner.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he's
I mentioned defeated, that last week.
Yes, he's defeated by a cup of water. literally, that's what it was.
Like,
it was
the Wicked Witch of the West?
Kind of.
They're robbing Oz for plots?
All right, this is what I think. I think that they were going for a gunshot at a knife fight Indiana Jones moment.
Uh-huh.
But it just fell flat because everything else
you mean it just didn't moment, sizzle
yeah
hey
oh
it kind of shorted man. Out
oh look at him
nice
he needed that refresher.
He's back folks.
He is back. Hey, I'm gonna let it go. I don't even want to follow that up. Nope. The show stunk again this week. Yep. That's where we're going with this. It's been renewed for a second season.
It's so funny. We just talked about it for like 5 minutes and really we could have just said the show stinks.
Stunk, yeah.
It's bad. It's real not good.
However, Flash.
Real not week. Good. I did not see Flash yet.
All right, so I won't spoil it, but it was really good. I think it was really good.
Yeah.
Setting up yet another villain that I'm interested in seeing next week. And what I think might be a tie-in to Arrow. The events of this week's Arrow, too, but I'm not quite sure.
Oh, Arrow is this week.
Arrow is tonight.
Ooh.
So that should be a really interesting episode because, of course, Ollie Queen is dead.
Said no one.
Ever.
Yeah.
Have they shown any promos for iZombie yet?
They have.
They have.
I really want to see it.
Yeah.
I like the concept from the comic book. I actually read the book when it first came out.
The Vertigo book.
Right. Yeah. I stopped reading it, not because I lost interest in the book, because that was right around the time that I quit cold turkey for a while. Like, I just read nothing because I couldn't handle it.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
Yeah, it really was Spider-Man's fault. But I like the concept of the show. Mm. You know, she's a zombie. She doesn't quite understand why. She eats the brains of the recently deceased.
What network is this on?
It's CW. The CW.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Is that bad? Arrow and Flash are on CW.
Yeah, I know, but every other show they have.
It's not tying in.
It's not tying in.
Yes,
I'm okay
you.
That it's not tying in.
It shouldn't tie
it
in.
It should not tie in.
It's a Vertigo book.
No, but I think the concept is at least an interesting concept. So she's a zombie. She doesn't know why she's a zombie. Right? I didn't get to that part in the book, so I don't know if it's ever explained, but she works in a morgue. She eats the brains of the recently deceased because zombie. And when she does that, she gets their last memories right before they died. And so she uses that to investigate their murders. It's kind of an interesting concept.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a go. She's kind of cute. So, I mean,
there are also a lot of terrible shows coming on the air right now.
Yes.
Like quite a few. For example, what is the name of that weird ass detective show that's just supposed to be House, but he's a detective?
The Rainn Wilson one?
That looks terrible.
Oh my god, yeah. That looks really funny.
That looks awful.
I have mixed feelings.
That looks absolutely terrible. It looks terrible, in my opinion. I think that show looks awful,
that
and it will
tomorrow night.
It will be tired after one episode. I just can't see that going anywhere. Besides, we get it; he's a douchebag, but secretly he cares about the world, so he's endearing. I don't fucking want to see the story again.
And while I mostly agree with you, it took me 5 seasons of House,
yeah,
5 seasons of sarcoidosis as the lead diagnosis before I tapped out of House.
So. Yes, but House had interplay between interesting characters.
But we don't
This is one asshole. I do know. I saw the fuck. I mean, listen, I'm probably going to watch the pilot. I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm saying that now.
Right, okay.
But everything about the show makes me think, really, they're making this show.
Do you like Rainn Wilson, though? So
it's Rainn Wilson so far out of his comfort zone.
I mean,
that I've ever seen.
I mean, yes, and that's why I'm interested. But it just looks like they couldn't come up with anything better than this. Really, it's also Fox, so it's not going to stick around longer than three episodes, unless it's terrible, in which case it'll be for two seasons.
Gotham got renewed.
So I don't know. Also Empire. Which is clearly, remember Hustle and Flow? Those guys almost won Oscars. Why don't we bring them back and time hop it 10 years? That's what that show is.
Right.
It's also the same as another show that I think did this.
That premiered already, though, right?
Did it? I have no idea.
I think it did.
It also looks like it was shot on a camcorder in 1999.
Well, you know.
It's no budget.
That's when Gotham takes place, right?
No one fucking knows.
They were using overhead transparencies. Flip phones this week.
Yeah,
I don't know if that classifies it at all.
I don't understand. That's early 90s. That's mid 90s.
Or it could be like 2002. So
I hate that show so much.
Anyway, so yes, there's a lot of
but speaking of great TV.
Yes.
Hannibal got pushed back.
It did?
To summer.
Why?
So it is being pushed back to summer, but what they said was, we have a lot of faith in this critically acclaimed show. We love having it, and it is for a good reason. We're not trying to get rid of it. We're proud of the show, but they're moving it to summer. So a lot of people are like, uh-oh, but a lot of other people are thinking this isn't a bad thing. Well, there's less competition. They expect to get lower ratings in summer anyway. So it could be a good thing.
There was also some new casting and stuff too. I don't know if that kind of changed production schedules and whatnot.
I don't know.
That might have had an effect on it, you know.
To move a whole season? I would imagine they would have recast somebody before they did that.
They did recast already.
They
recast Michael Pitt and the other spoiler. I wish I didn't know this, so I'm telling you now, spoiler. Are you ready? Are you sure you want to hear this?
Well, first let's start with they recast Michael Pitt.
Yeah, so apparently the rumor is he's a asshole and impossible to work with.
Well, I have
and
heard
because
like that.
He was mutilated during this season. Yeah. This gave them the opportunity to cast somebody else who they could work with and say because of the facial reconstruction, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Making it believable.
Wow, I kind of really liked him.
He was great. He was fantastic, but apparently he's impossible to work with.
D-bag.
Yeah. So the other casting news is Will has a wife.
Oh, all right. I don't know what that means, but good on
that. He's married, and there's just a new person in the show.
He's married in this season?
Yeah.
He's married before now?
No, the season opens and he's married. So apparently there may be a time jump.
That's interesting.
Which makes me think when season 4 happens, if it gets renewed, I really hope that it does.
Right.
They don't have the rights to Silence of the Lambs yet.
They have Red Dragon.
So what the fuck are they going to do? Well, this is Red Dragon this season.
Is it?
Yeah.
They haven't
caught Dollar Hyde Hannibal is yet. Cast.
They haven't caught Hannibal yet.
Yes, but that's going to happen in the season.
But then that Red Dragon story takes place a bit after he's captured.
Yeah, but if he gets captured mid-season, the second half of the season could be Red Dragon.
I would imagine. I mean, I guess I could see.
Cast Tooth Fairy.
Right.
So
okay,
this season's going to be that, which means if season 4 comes and they don't have Silence of the Lambs, are they just going to make it up?
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know.
they're going to fight like hell to get it. That's what they're going to do.
I'm excited. Also, Suits comes back next week. So I'm excited.
You like Suits, don't you?
I do like Suits.
I've heard good things about Suits, but I've never watched. That's on USA.
There are things about it, like if you're like, the legal drama is not accurate. Duh, it's a legal drama. No one wants to watch people file briefs.
It's on USA.
It is on USA. Right. It's better than most other USA shows, is what I would tell you, though.
But I will
like
say,
Burn Notice.
Because there are some bad US.
I loved Psych.
Psych is great.
Psych is a great show.
Yeah.
Pop culture alone, Psych is a great
show. Yeah,
the
references.
And Burn Notice was all right. I kind of liked Burn Notice, but Burn Notice was a check your brain at the door. You know, that was like, I want to watch Bang Bang Shoot 'Em Up plus Bruce Campbell.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and for that purpose, it was perfect.
Yeah, it was a good show.
So I have no problem with Burn Notice.
It was fun. Suits is a little darker, deeper than that.
Yeah,
it's pretty well done.
Constantine.
Yes.
Returned.
Yes, I did
not. It has not yet been renewed, although it's not looking good. Apparently, because apparently NBC is saying that they want to see more airtime ratings as opposed to the back end, like on-demand ratings and DVR stuff like that. But it's Friday nights at 8 o'clock and your key demo
is out.
It's a group, right, that may not be home, right, but it's still doing very well on demand and DVR. So I don't understand the mentality. I think NBC just doesn't want to do it, which is a shame because the new episode list this past week was great.
Yeah, it's getting better. Really good. It keeps getting better. So
so there's all that. All right.
Yep. Maybe they'll drop it and it'll get picked up by the CW.
I'd be all right with that too. I'd be all right with that.
Bring it together.
let's stick with DC for a little bit though. Let's stick with DC and let's go to Suicide Squad. No, we are not going to talk about the plot rumors that were leaked this week because the source was Latino Review. Sorry. Oh, what was the thing that Latino Review confirmed last week? And by the time you were done editing the show that night, it was debunked by Sony. Oh, that's right. That the deal was signed.
Yeah.
And that Spider-Man would definitely be in Civil War. And yeah, Sony later that day was like, no, that's old news. So Latino Review. Fuck, thanks.
No. No, their sources are confirming.
Confirmed, yep.
So
yeah, they've confirmed it with themselves.
Confirmed that after this show, I likely have to take a shit. But Suicide Squad, we're not going to talk about the plot rumors. What we are going to say is that Tom Hardy probably saw the writing on the wall.
Oh, yeah. And
jumped ship.
Yep.
Good for him.
And so the replacement that they're eyeing, apparently, is Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't see that happening. But good for Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's like, you know what? This Mad Max thing's getting a little bit of buzz. I'm gonna stay in the positive. Stay in the positive.
That wow. I heard it was because the movie is all about Will Smith.
I'm sure that's part of it, but I think part. Look, I wouldn't be surprised again. Tom Hardy is, you know, he hits and misses, yeah, right? And if he's trying to foster a further career, and he
what
sees,
has he missed?
He sees. Bane is a pretty good one. People didn't like him as Bane. He was.
What are you
Bane,
talking
right?
I'm about?
Missing. I'm, yeah, I'm not, he
was
I'm Bane. Not,
that was not a miss.
That was a bit of a miss.
No.
That's a bit of a miss.
I don't agree.
Do you like that movie?
I do.
Oh, really?
We've had this conversation on air.
What was that other one?
I must forget.
Was that other terrible one he did? Inception.
Are you? You're now
no,
joking.
Inception is
totally.
You are now out of your fucking mind. But I'm saying, even forget not liking the movie, as an actor, what has he done that's been, like, in a role? You mean his box office performance?
Yeah. Yeah. I
don't see him as he had a huge, this would have been it, but I don't see him having a huge flop on his record. He's also one of the, he's also an actor that has the ability to do a weird independent movie like Locke.
Okay.
And then jump into Mad Max.
But what I'm saying is, he's trying to foster this new career. He's
right, it's good that he jumped
forward.
Out of Suicide Squad.
He saw.
I agree.
He saw the writing on the wall.
I agree. All I'm saying is, when you say he's had hits and misses, I'm like, what fucking misses has he had? He's not like up and down.
I think Bane was a miss. Hands down, I think Bane was a miss.
I don't agree,
necessarily
but okay.
blame him. I blame, but he was in the role. You'll never people who think it's a miss or who agree it's a miss are going to always remember that he was the second Bane that was a miss.
Let's see. Star Trek Nemesis, he was Shinzon, who was the lead villain in the flick.
I'm not going to say he didn't have... He's had
like,
good roles.
He's a clone of Patrick Stewart. That was that character. He was also in Black Hawk Down.
Right.
Good let's movie. See. The Reckoning. Dot the I don't I, remember the Layer Cake. He was Clarky in Layer Cake. Okay. Oh, I always forget that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't see him. Anyway, go.
Gideon's an Ava Andromeda, Minotaur. Marie Antoinette. That's a miss.
That wasn't no.
Murray Tonight was not well received. I don't think he did well in the box.
He was in Sucker Punch, which right away gives him negative credit in my book.
I fucking
he was
hate
in
that
Rock
movie.
And Rolla, which kind of
I like
cancels
that movie.
Out Sucker
Punch. I like anything Guy Ritchie does.
Rock
that's
and Rolla
fun.
Was awesome.
Yeah. That was supposed to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Inception, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy,
right.
Which was good, yes.
Warrior. Oh, he was in Warrior? Oh, I'm thinking of a different movie. Dark Knight Rises, Lock, The Drop, Child 44, yep. Mad Max, Legend. Oh, this is stuff that's not.
Anyway,
out. Yeah.
So yeah, he's got a few good little things there.
Right, but again, I think he's taking care of his career.
Right,
he sees that Mad
no,
Max
absolutely.
Is getting a lot of positive buzz. He sees that Suicide Squad, maybe not so much.
No,
and so he's like,
I'm done. Bye.
Maybe I'm done. That also being said, I think Henry Cavill needs to shut up. I think he is doing a great disservice to his own film. Whether or not the movie is good.
It won't be.
Or bad. Let's give it the benefit of the doubt.
Are they? Do they confirm they're splitting into two parts?
No, I think that's been debunked.
Okay.
For the sake of this particular 30 seconds, okay, let's give it the benefit of the doubt.
We can't. Okay. How can we give it the benefit of the doubt? We have nothing to grab onto to give it.
We do. That teaser. No, that teaser was kind of badass.
All right.
I'm trying. I'm trying here, guys.
Shut up. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is, let's say it's going to be it happens to actually be decent. Okay, let's just say in the perfect world that happens to be.
There's some cool whip on that dog shit.
Henry Cavill with all of this, it's going to be a cinematic masterpiece. I think it'll be better than Avengers 2, whatever that quote was.
Is he fucking retarded?
He's setting the expectations.
My apologies for using that word.
Way too high. So even if it happens to be okay, based on the expectations that he's setting, he's doing a disservice to them.
Why are you letting your actor speak?
I think it will
to the press in this way.
I think it will do better than Avengers 2.
Yeah.
In the Razzies.
And the Razzies.
I believe it will get more Razzies than Avengers
2. It's in everything the Razzies at this point. Aren't all awards the Razzies at this point?
No. I don't know. I can't see this movie being good. It doesn't.
No, I agree.
But I also don't understand why you're letting one of your lead actors hype up a movie that isn't done yet.
Well, first of all, I don't think anybody's letting anybody do anything. I think he's being interviewed and he's speaking his opinion. Look, everybody.
I feel like he must have a percentage cut of the movie, and he's like, whatever gets people in their fucking seat. It's a cinematic masterpiece. Yeah, have you guys seen Reservoir Dogs? It's better than that. Yeah, the Godfather? It's better than that. Like, he'll say whatever he has to.
I think he's setting it up
to get a sequel.
I think he's setting it up to fail.
Well, yeah.
He's hyping it too much.
Telling people it's the best thing in the universe.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can't be.
It's Zack Snyder. It's going to be a visual spectacle. Ugh. It's cinematic history.
What? No.
We're doing Batman and we're doing Superman, and it's all happening at the same time.
Those are all things that make me not want to see the movie,
everything,
by the way.
That was said there is true.
Yeah.
It is cinematic history because Batman and Superman have never appeared together.
That's correct.
Yep. It is going to be very. Well, what else did he describe? He didn't say it one is thing definitely, that was incorrect.
It is Zack Snyder, which no, any original
give
movie.
The, give me the quote. What was the first
any original?
Zack Snyder, so it's going to be a visual spectacle.
All right, so we know that that's true because.
And it's cinematic history.
And it is because of what we just said.
And then
the
Batman and Superman thing. And there was another quote that I don't have here where he made reference to it.
He's not lying. He's just like. You know, he's
hyping.
He's saying things that are true, but that are not true for the reasons he's saying there.
But I think the hype is when you set the expectations too high, right? And then it comes in, even if it comes in a little below the expectations, it doesn't do the movie a service.
No, it doesn't.
So shut your mouth.
Yeah, let it happen.
Let it happen, and cross your fingers.
Ah, oh,
Henry,
Hank, really?
Fox this week has confirmed that the Deadpool movie will begin filming in March in Vancouver. I don't care about Vancouver, but it's good to know that it's going to begin filming soon.
Is Deadpool in the same universe as the X-Men stuff?
I believe it is.
Yeah?
I believe that it is.
That's cool.
Yeah, well,
as far as we know,
did you talk about that last week? Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen?
We did not mention that they were not going to be in the next film, no.
They're not in Apocalypse.
They're not in Apocalypse. Yeah. I understand that, though. At some point...
Well, you wouldn't need them in Apocalypse because Apocalypse
happens before that.
Happens before. Right.
No, I agree. I was just asking. Yeah.
No. But at some point, no, because there were people that were upset by it. But at some point, you have to distance yourself from them and move forward with the new, younger generation because that just makes sense with the way the story develops.
Clearly, they set it up beautifully now where. They can do anything that they want in that universe as long as they do it in like the 70s, you know, as long as they do it at any point before Wolverine wakes up in his body in the future.
Right.
So when Professor X says, we have so many things to fill you in about or whatever the hell.
All four movies.
Those movies are gone.
No, I know, but I'm saying now they can make four more movies.
Yeah, exactly. But the point is they don't need to have him because they have young should have been
James McAvoy. And
actually, I rescinded that after having seen all the Hobbit movies at this point. I'm perfectly happy with the fact
with the casting of the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, that Martin Freeman did a great job. Actually, that said, they have their Professor X for their movies now.
Sure.
And if they're going to continue on that path, that's totally right. They don't need either one of them. They do need Fassbender, though.
But
Steve Jobs.
I'm sure he's still available. I think he's already signed on to do least Apocalypse. So, I don't know if anybody's been signed on anything past Apocalypse at this point, but I'm sure all of those deals are.
Maybe they're all hoping for some.
They're all hoping that
some Marvel.
Are we going to talk about those plot rumors?
No, I think we talked about them.
Or the trailer rumor.
We're going to get a trailer in
February.
Like, yeah, Super Bowl is what I heard.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I didn't hear
Which is like 2 weeks away.
Right? Maybe.
So, yeah, maybe. Well, yeah, the movie's coming out later this year. Soon, right? Isn't it coming out like in May or something?
Something like that.
We would have to see a trailer soon, I would think. This next bit is mostly for you, Big Kev. PBS announced that they are doing a Civil War drama produced by Ridley Scott. It's going to be a 6-episode series. The first season is 6 episodes slated for the winter of 2016.
Okay.
Executive producer Ridley Scott, David Zucker, and Lisa Wolfinger are all tied to the... also written by David Zabel, who you would know from ER.
Yes.
So the new drama is set against the backdrop of doctors and female nurses valiantly struggling to save lives while facing their own trials and tribulations.
Oh my God, it's ER in the Civil War.
That's pretty much it.
ER 18.
But I thought you might find that interesting.
ER 1862.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, hell yeah! I mean,
Ridley Scott is good and visceral.
So I mean, I can't imagine it not being good. So I'm very excited about that, and that works nicely with the fact that Downton Abbey is ending this year. So
there you go.
Graduate onto another program.
Oh, can we talk about Broadchurch real quick? Broadchurch was the BBC one, right?
Yes, Broadchurch season 2 just started.
Yeah, fuck BBC.
Why?
Because it's already started in the UK.
Isn't it? Uh-huh. Isn't it out in the US?
No, it's a week and a half behind in Canada, and we're not getting it until March.
Oh, yeah, totally. I totally don't have the first episode available to watch.
No, I know that I could get it.
Because the internet.
Right. I know that I could see it or have already, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Has it been well received? I don't know.
I believe it has.
I don't even know what it's about. Is it in the same town? How could it be in the same town? And if it's not in the same town, why the fuck is it called Broadchurch?
With this town?
I believe it is all in the same town.
Also, I started watching Grace Point, which is the U.S. version
of
Broadchurch. It's not terrible. No, it's just terrible. I feel like I've seen this shit before. Didn't it get bagged? It did not get reviewed. You watch it?
I did not. I watched.
So why are you saying it's terrible?
No, I watched the first 2 episodes.
It's not bad. It's just if you watch Broadchurch, you're like, isn't this Broadchurch?
Well, that was the problem. I guess if you didn't watch Broadchurch and you had nothing to compare it to, it's fine.
Yeah,
it was what it was. But if you had seen Broadchurch, like a civilized,
it's literally movie, like character for character.
Yeah,
it's the same. Although what I heard they changed who killed it. Because I'm suspecting. But, I'm a little annoyed at Grace Point because I called the murderer in the second episode.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's not what the show's about, in my opinion.
The show is not about whodunit.
Right. But the Fox version is every commercial is find out who did it. Go to suspecteveryone.
I know that they changed it. I think they changed it largely because of some of the backlash. But yeah. I don't know that they should have changed it. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that.
But then why would you even... I don't get it. They're speaking English, right? In Broadchurch? So why the fuck would you not just air the same show? It even has the same goddamn actor.
Of course, why would you not
just air the show? But you know they're doing this with everything. They're making American versions of... Oh, fuck. I just forgot the series. They're doing it. They've just pulled... They're remaking Utopia, which is this really badass graphic novel series. Do you know what I'm talking about? They're remaking it, and they're just putting, different accents? But, like, why do it? Leave it alone.
Almost Human they did it with. They tried to do it with Red Dwarf. They tried to do it with Doctor Who.
But I don't get it. Why?
What was the Red Dwarf one?
There was a U.S. Red Dwarf pilot.
I've never seen
that. Robert Llewellyn, the guy who played Crichton, was the only one from the original cast that was back as Crichton.
Right.
It never made it anywhere. It's only the pilot.
I don't think I've ever filmed. Seen that.
But I think that the U.S. audience outside of PBS and BBC America can't handle
British accents.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
And the tone of the shows.
I
disagree. I think that you're not giving enough credit to your own audience.
I don't get it.
But but I'm not Fox.
I just don't get, hey, we're going to pay everyone again to pretty much make the same show. That's of what course. Grace Point is anyway. It's not an adaptation. No, it's kind of the same fucking...
Grace Point is almost shot for shot. From what I understand, past the first two episodes, which pretty much were shot for shot,
yeah.
I understand it continues that way.
It's fairly shot for shot.
Yeah, I understand it continues that way. So this is nothing new. I mean, no. US networks do this quite often.
I don't get it.
Why they feel the need to do it versus just airing the original content, I don't know. I mean, Top Gear... you know, the Gordon Ramsay show, right? That the one that you liked, that was a UK show originally.
They both were.
Yeah, but so, they were redone. But those are different shows. If you watch MasterChef and Hell's Kitchen,
right, they just
are very different.
Those, they brought them to the US. I understand that.
Yes.
Right.
But they're also different formats.
But are they different formats?
Yeah, MasterChef in the UK is, oh, how's this? It's not bad. You should try something else. Yeah. MasterChef in the US is, that's absolutely terrible. You're friggin'. Like, it's a different personality because they're catering to reality TV in the US.
In the US. Okay.
But like Broadchurch and Grace Point are the same thematically show. The same.
Sure.
With similar shots. They just recast them. I don't
Yeah, care. I agree with you. I don't
know. Oh, it's not Nature Club. It's Whale Watching Club because they're in California. Yeah,
it's retarded. I understand. Oh, I'm sorry.
God, we gotta start using that word. Yeah. Come on.
I have this little thing I want to share with you guys.
Sure.
That someone brought to my attention. It's agent122.com.
Okay.
This is it's a kind of a comic that's coming out. And I think it's actually Agent 1.22 is the name of the book.
But okay.
The website is agent122. That's agent, the number one, the number two, the number two. .com. Little gray matter for you, OG scapegoat. Agent 1.22 is a cyborg operative of Project Terra, technologically enhanced regimented reconnaissance agent run by the World Protecting Agency. Before every mission, she is thawed out and her next mission is downloaded into her brain. She is currently tasked with finding the cure for the insidious Tempest virus that is ravaging the outer colonies. Every time she finishes an op, she is debriefed, mind-wiped, and frozen. Who is Agent 1.22? How did she become a cyborg? Can she stop the dreaded Tempest virus before it makes its way to Earth?
It sounds like Dollhouse meets Demolition Man.
Actually, I was thinking RoboCop.
All right, how about all three of them?
Okay. There you go.
Well, that said, the art is pretty fucking fabulous. Douglas Schuler is the name of the artist. I know this guy's work from different stuff, and so do you. He's worked for TSR, Wizards, Lucasfilm, Paramount, Sci-Fi Channel, Magic the Gathering.
Oh,
the guy's done a lot of stuff. And the images that they're showing on the website, you can check them out in the gallery, are pretty fantastic.
Lovely.
So, I wanted to... Now, I think what they're trying to do is get a zero issue out, maybe for Free Comic Book Day this year.
Are they doing like a campaign or something?
I don't know that they're doing any campaign or anything. I just think it's something that is coming soon, as it were.
Speaking of campaigns.
Yes.
Sorry, I just looked at my Green Arrow shelf and had a heart attack, but I'm okay. Don't know how the Dunny is not moved to the Muppet shelf. It's bothering me a little
bit. Wow. So that is the second episode of OCD I've seen from someone in your family. Earlier.
Sorry.
And now you.
I looked it up and it's just...
I thought some other, like, an effect was going to play or something. I'm like, are you pausing? What? Is this a...
Listen, I know my collection very well, and I look, and something is not where it ought be.
Well, listen, before you...
No, I have two other things
to plug. I know, I just want to plug the website one more time. Agent122.com, agent, the number one, the number two, the number two, .com.
All right, the first thing is, I don't necessarily want to plug it per se, but I do want to mention that it's impressive that Kickstarter campaign, the guys behind the Oatmeal, and they partnered with Cards Against Humanity, the blowing up the cats one.
Yeah.
It was 100% funded in 6 minutes.
What?
1,000% funded
in 20 minutes.
Yeah. And it's 2 days in, it's over $2 million with 29 days left to go.
What is this?
So the concept of the game is kind of like Russian roulette. It's a card game. There's a deck of cards, right? Yeah. You draw cards.
You know, when you start with, it's kind of like Russian roulette. It is. There's a reason why I stopped you.
That's how they describe it. Because I guess you draw a card that's like an exploding cat, and that's how you lose. But there are like diffuser cards that you can counterplay and stuff like that. It seems like a very silly, kind of fun,
that's funny,
lighthearted card game. And $2 million in less than 2 days.
That's nuts.
That's insane.
Hey, maybe it'll actually exist.
I would,
because I think one of the problems with Kickstarter is there are plenty of awesome projects that we've talked about all last year that just doesn't materialize.
I have three Kickstarter campaigns that I have backed that I have still not received.
That's what I'm saying.
The items on.
I also think it's funny because
not to mention them.
In the real world, right? In the real world, when we're waiting for like a game to come out or whatever, and they say, "Hey, we have to delay it," we go, "No, I don't understand it." Publisher, give them more money to finish it. But when we're suddenly the producer, we're like, "I don't understand. I gave you the money. Fucking finish by the deadline."
Yeah, of course.
It just changes the whole dynamic of it. But there are plenty of projects that literally. Do you remember the coin thing? I'll throw them under the bus. Yeah. Whatever. I didn't back them. Coin, which is like the card where you can put all your credit cards on one card. Yeah. Now useless because chip and pay is going to be required by the end of the year. Everyone has Apple Pay, and still people have not gotten the prototypes.
Yeah.
So that project dead.
Dead.
So I think that's dangerous for people who want to do legitimate Kickstarters that certain products being delivered.
This particular campaign, the guys partnered with the Cards Against
Humanity. No. This is not the same. I'm talking about the technology one. Know what I mean? The ones that are like, look at this cool concept for a thing.
But it's even not outside of the technology ones, I've backed other games and comic books and stuff like that. And
Where are they?
Cards Against Humanity, the company that actually sold bullshit to people and made $3 million doing it.
I own a one foot by one foot plot of land on an island in up in Maine. Hawaii 2 is the name of the island.
Do you actually?
I do. I got the deed. It was part of the Cards Against Humanity 12 Days of Kwanzaa or whatever package. Yeah. And so everybody who joined it, they limited to the number of units they sold. Everybody who joined it got a deed to a one by one piece of this.
Can you actually go to your one by one piece?
Yeah. They send you a flag that you can go and place, and people have done it. You can go online and
can we please go do this? We need to go play Minesweeper there.
They give you the rules of the island. You can go visit the island. I think you can even camp there. They tell you the things you can't, like you can use it for recreation. You have to take a boat there though from the mainland. Like there's no road there. And
it's 1 foot by 1 foot.
Oh yeah.
Can you build on your piece of the land?
Can you build up like a treehouse? Yeah, like you just have like a stem and then a hole. It's like an entire loft.
It's like a column.
I think what you have to do is you have to befriend the squares next to you.
Yeah.
And then use that to.
I want
to
buy your piece of the island.
No, it's my piece of the island.
But I want to buy it.
No, it's not for sale.
I will have something that you will want. Trade it to me.
But anyway, we're getting way off base.
Yes, we are.
One other Kickstarter campaign that I want to throw out there: the four horses of the apocalypse.
Yes,
this is the Big Shot Toy Works, Tenacious Toys.
Yes,
campaign. They're not fully funded yet, but they are doing quite well. Right. Plenty of time to go. Mm-hmm. If you backed their first campaign, which was for the 6-inch Maddie,
right?
Which was not one of the four horses in the new one. That was the Cthulhu themed horse,
right?
Those are shipping now, so those people are getting their rewards. I will say that I've backed several of Benny's campaigns now from Tenacious Toys. Benny delivers.
Yes.
So you don't have to worry about not getting
your
stuff from Betty. He's certainly reliable. But check that out. We posted the link last week, and we'll post it again this week.
Benny's a good egg.
He is a good egg. And with that, I think.
Yup.
Gentlemen.
Yes, we should take our first break, and we'll be right back with the exciting second half of this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 358.
There you go.
Which we're calling State of the Universe.
Hey, this is Judah Friedlander, the world champion from 30 Rock and Stand Up, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, because you're a winner.
And we are back.
Hi.
With Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 358. State of the Universe.
Good.
Check us out at bkgeekstuff.com. Throwing that out there.
Are we supposed to put all of them out again?
Nope. I'm just going to throw that. We'll save the other. I just wanted to replug the web address. We'll plug the other stuff at the end. But let's get right into
The most unsurprising news ever.
The most unsurprising, surprising news ever.
When does it... Well, let's say what it
is. Well, I'm calling this... I want to rename it.
Okay.
I want to call this, we need an excuse to bring Miles Morales into the mainstream Marvel Universe. The crossover. That's what I'm calling
it. That's what you think this is about?
I think that's a large part of it.
Okay.
You think that's their, wait for it, ultimate reason?
you're on board.
Yeah. Because
I'm pretty sure it's Marvel. They could have found a fancier, ending every one of their books.
A lot of people are saying that Miles Morales is one of the... Miles and Spider-Gwen. Those two characters are largely
part of this.
Let's say what this is. So it's called Flashpoint.
Crisis on Infinite Marvel Universe.
New 52.
But it's not the new 52.
I know. It's not any of the things we just mentioned.
No. This is Secret Wars.
What it is
is Flashpoint.
Well, but what's
going to... No, but it's not that.
How is it
it's
not?
It's the end.
We're rebooting everything by colliding everything
together.
They're
not rebooting it. That's why.
They are rebooting it.
They just said nothing will be the same.
Nothing. No,
yes,
no.
But they're again, not rebooting
nothing will
the
be
characters.
The, nothing
yes,
will
they
be.
Are.
Nothing.
No.
Will, nothing will be the
no,
same.
No, they're not. My understanding, based on what I read and saw other people talking about, they're not rebooting the characters. They are getting rid. They are taking characters from the regular Marvel universe.
616.
They are taking characters from the other Marvel universes.
All of them.
They are mashing them together onto Battle World for this huge epic
story. Battle World. Yeah. The single most creative name ever for a place where people battle.
Well, Thunderdome was taken.
But my understanding is this is not a reboot of those characters. This is a mashing of the universes.
And my understanding is that will create the new books that come out with those characters.
New books, yes.
With new continuity.
Rejiggered, rebooted, realign
the people from the regular Marvel universe that don't die off on Battle World. Well, from what I've read and what I understand, and I could be wrong. This is very convoluted.
It will still be canon.
What I read will still be the same characters that you know.
Okay.
Some of them may be time jumped, like Peter Parker is married with a kid and Mary Jane is back.
Yeah.
Right? But not all of the past is erased. It's weird. It's not a... Even New 52 wasn't a true reboot of some of the characters.
Is
if you remember.
So is this
Batman, Green Lantern, Superman, Aquaman?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah.
Maintained. Jason Todd was still killed by the Joker.
Right.
Right. There were certain things that they maintained. This isn't, from my understanding, this isn't even quite as rebooty as New 52. This is like.
This is just a bunch of number one issues.
Well, any excuse to give them as many number ones as possible. Ending all the books certainly does that.
And so what I'm reading is the Wolverine that we're getting is not going to be the Wolverine that just died coming back. It's going to be the Wolverine from one of these other universes rejoining the new universe as Wolverine.
Wow.
So is there only going to be one universe?
Yep.
Are they all going back to 616?
No,
one.
It's one universe. I don't know that they're going to call it 616.
It's just
now they're calling it
the universe.
But it's just the universe.
So what is the plot to this? Why does this make any fucking sense at all?
Because Marvel needs a good reason to get rid of the Ultimate Universe
and bring
in some of those characters
and 1,000 number one issues. And here and remember,
yeah, I understand. What is the in-universe reasoning behind this?
It has something to do with what's been going on in Avengers and New Avengers. But when I listen to the press release and when I've read what I've read, there's a lot of assumptions. The assumptions are, I know what happened in those books and I don't, which I think there's a lot of people that don't understand what's going on. And so there's a lot of questions.
But it will all be explained for you when Secret Wars 1 comes out. That's what they keep saying.
Once you hit Secret Wars number 1, there's no Marvel Universe. There's no Ultimate Universe. This is a quote from Tom Brevoort. Yeah. It's all Battle World. None of these stories are what ifs or alternate reality stories. And they will have legs. They will impart new things into the Marvel Universe going forward. There was another quote that I want. Secret Wars is the culmination of the storyline that Jonathan, the gentleman, Jonathan Hickman, right?
Hickman, is that
the
name?
Has been telling, beginning with the first issue of Avengers and New Avengers that he wrote, which was the at the beginning of the Marvel Now thing.
Right.
Readers have begun to get a sense of the whole picture and seem to be becoming much more excited about it, which is great. This is something that we have been heading towards literally since the start of Marvel Now. So there you go.
But I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is either.
Well, let me tell you that this has clearly been, if they're telling the truth, well, one, the obvious thing is they fucked up the Marvel Universe so bad that this is the only way that they're going to be able to fix it. That's number
one. It's in that regards, it is absolutely Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Absolutely, without question. That's number one. Number two, can we take a moment and realize what has happened since that first issue that Hickman wrote that has drawn so much, not necessarily controversy, but has garnered so much news with regards to Marvel Universe?
Okay.
Right? Let's talk about a few of those things. How about female Thor? How about black Captain America?
Sure.
All going to be gone.
But we don't know that they're going to be gone.
They're going to be gone.
We don't... I know that you're saying that, but nothing I've read actually says that.
I'm saying it right now. They're going to be gone.
Okay.
And here's why. When you are faced with, hey, you know what? We're going to fucking end everything. We're going to end everything and restart or whatever we're going to do. Hey, you know what? This is our opportunity to just do whatever the hell we want to do. What will make the most... Oh, female Thor. Oh, I got a better one. Black Captain America. Let's do it. Because it's all going to end and not matter anyway.
So
you're not saying that that may necessarily... You are saying this will necessarily happen when they do whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
You're just saying that everything they've announced for the past couple of years doesn't matter.
All the crap they're gonna undo they've done in the last few years. Daredevil in San Francisco. Doesn't matter.
What this makes me want to do... Not that I was reading a lot anyway. I'm just not reading any Marvel books now.
And now
Restarts or redoes whatever.
And polling longtime comic book readers today in the establishment of Retailer X, exactly the same thing. I spoke to at least a dozen longtime readers today who are just not reading Marvel books anymore.
They're just going to...
That's it. Yeah. They're done. So, and they have a few DC books that they're still reading and maybe some other titles as well, but they are absolutely done with Marvel. They've had it. No one wants to start... All over again. This is everything, the way this is being described, everything is just going away. It's the same criticism, before anybody jumps on us and says, oh, you guys just hate Marvel. This is the same criticism we gave the New 52. Same exact thing. You stopped the Batman book that was in, what, the 800s or whatever it is, and then you restarted it at number one. This is the same exact criticism we gave. Here's the one difference. The
New 52 was good.
And we don't know that this won't be, but the one difference here between this and that is they didn't have to do the New 52. They thought it was a really great idea to redo the New 52. The Marvel Universe is so screwed up right now.
Right.
And so all over the place that nobody can follow anything.
Sure.
So the only way to save it was to destroy it. I think.
So I want to read to you a couple more quotes
that
maybe confirm it. I don't know. Or clarify. Not confirm. Clarify. So imagine two pizzas. They're going to combine toppings.
I love this one.
Some toppings are going to drop off.
No, they're not. They're held on by cheese. It's the worst analogy ever.
And that is the Marvel Universe going forward. It's more than the Marvel Universe and the Ultimate Universe. It's all of the universes you can imagine. That is the Marvel Universe going forward. And then there's another one that says... the final issues of Avengers and New Avengers will build up to the incursion, but Secret Wars number one will contain the actual event. The heroes of those two worlds will have 8 hours to figure out what to do about it before both universes are destroyed, and they won't. He then goes on to say, various characters will live their lives and contend with this new situation and set up all of the building blocks and the bedrock of what the new Marvel Universe will be going forward. To me, that means that certain characters will survive this event and will continue on the same characters they were, just having now experienced this event.
Okay.
So in that regard, it's not a Does what I'm saying make sense? I don't know that it's right.
The whole thing doesn't make sense. But that said, yes, what you're saying makes sense. Which characters and who and so on right. and so forth, of course, that's left to be determined. I get that. When does this disaster start?
Over the summer sometime.
It is over the summer? Yeah. Okay, because I was talking with somebody today who was saying, but the death of Deadpool...
Is March.
Is, yeah, I was going to say start. I thought that Secret Wars was starting around that time also, but it can't be because all of the books end at that time. All the books end when Secret Wars 1 comes out. I'm dying to see how they're going to wrap up some of these books. That's what I'm waiting to see that.
Well, so there's going to be a free Comic Book Day Secret Wars primer.
Yeah.
So you know that issue one comes out after May because Free Comic Book Day is in May.
The primer is what I was saying earlier. Right. The primer is what I was referencing earlier when I said, but it'll all be made clear before Secret Wars 1 comes out.
Okay.
Because you know that they're going to do that.
It looks like it's May because Secret Wars 2 is also the end of May. So it's the end of April.
The month of May.
Yeah, end of April, beginning of May. No, April, May. Yeah, end of April, beginning of May.
Isn't it three issues?
Yes, I'm not even sure.
That's interesting. So what's it going to split weeks?
Why not? There are plenty of Marvel books that come out every couple of weeks.
There'll be no Marvel books coming out.
I understand that. But well, they're all going to continue to come out up until this, and then whatever shake up will shake up.
Number one! Number one!
Whatever pepperoni or...
Pepperoni and jalapeno.
How did New 52 do it? There'll be 13 books, and then there'll be
more books. I hope that the pineapple and ham stick on the pizza, because I like a good Hawaiian pie.
That is good.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dumbest analogy ever.
Speaking of Marvel,
yes.
Did you guys talk about Agent Carter last week?
We did, and I have not seen the new one yet.
There isn't one. It's off for a week.
Is it off for a week? Oh, good. No, there's one on my DVR. No. Are you sure?
Yep.
That was last week's.
Oh, maybe I forgot to erase it then. Or they reran it. Yes, I did watch last week's. It's
good.
It's continuing to be a good show.
Yeah. And they didn't do that bullshit with the sneaking out stuff.
No, we did talk about that.
They didn't do that per se, but there was more of that sort of home for unmarried women.
Yeah.
But it's appropriate. Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah, it was definitely a good episode again.
Agreed.
And
they had the one guy scale on the wall.
Yes.
To see the other girl.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah. What else?
She got booted, and she got caught and booted.
That's it. Booted. Is there anything else about Secret Wars that we need to say? I don't think there's anything else that we can say.
What can you say? We can talk about hopes.
Oh, no, there is something else I want to say. In addition to the fact that they're doing all of this, right? And I think this is very ballsy of Marvel. There are several books coming out in the next couple of weeks. New books. Like, they're starting new books.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Before this event.
Yeah.
You would think they would put that shit on hiatus, at least.
That happened with DC, too.
Keep the characters around, but put the new books on hiatus.
That happened with DC, too.
Did they start new books this close?
Yeah.
A couple issues in?
Yep.
I mean, we're talking about some books are only going to have two issues out.
There were a couple of books that literally came out like 2 or 3 weeks before the DC.
Okay.
Book. I don't remember what they were.
Oh, yes. But they were books that did not carry into New 52, weren't they?
No.
There was those weird handful of books that were like
DC Universe?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it was any of those, though.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there were a couple that. But then they got it was literally like issue 1, 2, 3,
yeah.
1 right, again. Right. Like that kind of. I can't remember off the top of my head what it was. But I know there were a couple that were really short. Short-term books that just started numbering again.
So, there you go. Secret Wars. Not such a secret.
Yeah.
And with that...
Do you hear that?
I do hear that. Yeah. And it is the wrap-up music, confirming that this episode, thankfully, is coming to a close. Not because I don't want to continue the episode, because I can't bear to talk about Marvel or Gotham anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
So don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at bkgeekstuff.com.
Do it.
You can find us on the Twitter at ScapegoatGS, at bkgeekstuff, and at geekstuffog.
Yes.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com.
I've been slamming the Facebook with things.
Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff. YouTube channel is the same as well. Huh. And
we'll say goodbye to all you panglings out there.
The GVM line.
425-920-6050. See?
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Hit.
There you you go. Very good.
And I think that's it, Big Cat.
Yes. So with that, I think we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 358, to a close the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Melvin Gordon, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music. The world looks mighty good to me, 'cause Tootsie Rolls are all I see. Whatever it is I think I see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me. Tootsie Roll, have a rock your chocolatey chew. Tootsie Roll, I think I'm in love with you. Whatever it is I think I see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
This episode's secret word is TARDIS.